This is the Xolani Gwala Show, and it's 12 minutes before 1 o'clock. Thank you so much for staying with us. Martin Lejeune is a journalist and political analyst, and he'll be speaking to us about the death toll in this morning's terror attack in Christchurch, New Zealand, which has now risen to 49. Now, two mosques came under attack when gunmen walked in prayers earlier today and opened fire on worshippers. One man in his late 20s has been charged with murder, while three others have been arrested. However, police say one person has since been released after it was established he had nothing to do with the incident. Martin, thank you so much for your time and good afternoon to you. I mean, this is relatively a safe country. Do we know the motive behind this attack?
As far as I know, the motive was Islamophobia and xenophobia, maybe especially also Turkophobia, because I have read most of the manifesto of the terrorist, who's called Brandon Tarrant and probably 28 years young. And he published yesterday through his Twitter account a manifesto called The Great Replacement. It's 75 pages, and he writes about white supremacy, and he writes against migrants, especially against Muslims. It's full of hate. And I think this may be his motivation.
Mm. Now, the attack was also captured on live video. Do we know, I mean, what I'm trying to get here is, what does that video tell us about the mindset of the attacker? Because it was very deliberate in capturing almost every single moment of that attack.
It is, the video was the worst thing I ever saw in my life. It's 17 minutes. It starts inside the car of the perpetrator. Brandon Tarrant is talking. He's urging people to follow him on Facebook. Then he gets his semi-automatic gun, and he walks towards the main entrance of the masjid, of the mosques. And then he starts shooting the first man in the entry of the mosque, and then he shoots towards several people, and like hundreds of times he has several munitions, magazine of munitions. He changes the magazines of munitions of his machine gun, and he's commentating the shooting after he's leaving the first mosque on his way to the second mosque, and he says in the video, oh goddamn, I should have killed more people. I should have even burned the place down. And this is really shocking how he's talking about his massacre and how he's commenting his actions.
Yeah, this is so crazy because, you know, I was listening to Chelsea Daniels, who's a reporter at News Talk, speaking to my colleague Bongani Bingwa earlier this morning, saying this is something new in New Zealand. You know, it hasn't been seen before. You know, they've had issues with with guns, but nothing of this scale. So certainly it has touched that country so much. But thank you so much for your time. Martin Lejeune is a journalist and political analyst.